We've all been told to play it safe, stick with what's stable, predictable, and comfortable. But here's the thing. In high performance, that mindset doesn't cut it. Whether it's money, career, health, or relationships, relying on just one stream, one way, one path, one person, it's risky. The real growth, freedom, and fulfillment comes when you start thinking like an investor across all areas of your life. In this episode, I'll show you how to diversify your energy, your focus, and your purpose, so you're never trapped by one version of success. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. First, say 40 years of my life, I'd played it safe. Kept things pretty simple, in comfort zone, having some success, but pretty much, yeah, a lot of it was going through the motions. And I've talked before about the inspiration for change and starting with a wealth journey, but also this quote that I saw the other day, which sums it up well. In terms of the change of thinking, the quote, everyone thinks multiple income streams is risky. You know what's risky? One income stream controlled by someone else. Now, that was the thinking that helped me to change so much of my life. I was learning more about personal growth and about improvement, and I wanted things to be different. I didn't want to be stay trapped. And one of the areas where I felt trapped was no matter how much you put into a corporate career, the reality is there's only so many spots available at the top. It's funny when people talk about pyramid schemes and so on, and most people work for the biggest pyramid scheme ever, which is a corporation, where there's only so many spots available at the top. There's only one boss, there's only a handful of executives, and there's a limited number of people in those top management positions. So the reality is for most people, their ability to climb and to earn, it's capped. And I wanted to be able to change that. And while making a lot of these changes to myself and my corporate career, certainly went on a massive upward trajectory, but I wanted to have freedom of time. I wanted to be able to earn beyond what was capable in my current circumstances. I wanted to be able to open myself up to a whole lot of different possibilities. And one of the things that I faced was that concept of risk. Like, it's risky to take yourself away from the norm, from that safe, predictable, comfortable place. But as I came to learn, by learning more of this thinking, is one of the biggest risks is actually doing nothing. One of the biggest risks is being controlled by one person who determines what your outcome is, what your income is. And if you lose that job, and I've seen this countless times, having worked in television industry where people got made redundant all over the place, is that when that one form of income is taken away, then it can leave you in a big hole. Pay television, where I worked for a lot of those years, it was and still is a shrinking industry in terms of the available jobs. As things get more automated and the whole industry goes through a restructure. Well, I'm so thankful I took a voluntary redundancy prior to people getting laid off, because I was prepared. I was ready. I set myself up with multiple streams of income and with skills that were going to take me into a whole lot of different directions. And this isn't just about wealth creation or career. It's about the thinking that changes everything. And as I said there in the intro, not just being stuck on one path, just one way. Maybe you've got certain beliefs. Maybe there's certain things you've been told that you've just bought into. And so you're like, this is how the path has to be. But I tell you, the moment you open your mind to that different sort of thinking, then so many new paths will present themselves. And being open to different paths That's where you open yourself up to even more growth, more freedom, more fulfillment, and even better results. So it requires a change of thinking. That change of thinking of being more open to diversifying how you operate. Taking risks, not risks that are crazy, not without looking after the important bare minimum that you need. Those things are going to look after your day-to-day expenses, but also your day-to-day health, your day-to-day well-being. It's not about avoiding all of those things and having yourself have to go through down a path of taking bigger risks than you're ready for and taking yourself into a place of panic. But it is taking yourself into a place of stretch, stretching yourself beyond what you would have done previously. Taking a leap of faith. You have to put your faith somewhere. And sometimes that leap requires you to do something that you haven't done before. It might be something that hasn't happened in your whole family for generations. It might require you to break free from the habits of that you've been used to that maybe pretty normal in your family and your friendship groups. And it might require you to stick your head above the wall and be open, or being where you could be vulnerable to being shot at. Because that's a reality in a tall poppy world, which Australia is and some other countries are, is that if you want to grow, then some of the people that don't want to go with you might take a shot at you. Well, they might go the other way and run 100 miles because what you're doing is too confronting to them. It might shine a light too much on the things that they wish they'd done. So if you're at that point where you've thought about this project, or you've thought about a career change, or not even a career change, because I'm not a massive fan of suddenly just ripping the band-aid and diving into something that's going to put you in that panic zone, but maybe looking at something you can do beyond what you've done before. And even if you've tried that and it hasn't worked, maybe it's changing your thinking and your belief system so you can remove some of that self-doubt and actually make these side projects that you're doing, make them successful, make them work. But it does require a change, and it does require that change in thinking. And from everything I've learned is that wealth mindset is something that will improve your thinking, your mindset, your belief, and it'll carry across all different parts of your life. I thought I was getting myself into a wealth creation journey. What I was actually getting into was a personal growth journey. And I know of those two, which one's more important. And yes, we want to be able to earn more money, and we want to be able to bring in the equivalent or even more than our value. But to be able to do that, you have to realize just how valuable you are. So it's that change of thinking that allow you to be the person that does take a few more risks, calculated risks, that does push themselves beyond what your perceived limits are. That does open yourself up to new opportunities, which may be a little bit scary. You may worry about what other people are going to say, but you do it anyway because you know the alternative is no longer a reality for you. It's no longer a possibility, and you refuse to live your life the way you have. It might be one of the most challenging things you'll ever do, but if you know that it is a leap that you have to take, which I did when I made that leap, you know there's no alternative. You're not going back to how it was. You can't. You can't keep repeating these same patterns. You can't keep getting to the end of the year, which we're doing now. We're getting towards another end of another year and realize that for all the good things, there are so many more things you wanted in your life and you thought you'd be further ahead by now. You thought you'd have got further in your career. You thought you'd have more things set up. You thought you'd do more travel, whatever it is. Change that thinking and you'll change everything about your life, and you'll look back and you'll go, I'm so glad I took this jump. And each time you grow, you'll realize you're still playing too small and you're capable of so much more than you think. I actually had this quote, I coached one of my regular clients last week, and He's been extending himself. He's been pushing himself, but he's also had some challenges around his thinking. And I sent him that quote. I said, this is the sort of mindset that you're wanting to step into. So this sums it up really well. He really appreciated that. And the other thing is, or something I mentioned earlier in the episode, is faith. You've got to put your faith somewhere, whether it's life, the universe, or in yourself. You've got to have faith. Because when you have faith, then the results will come. You take action, you'll move further along the track than you thought possible. And I'm telling you, you just don't know how much you're capable of. You just don't know how far you can go. And you'll surprise yourself and you'll, yeah, like I said, you'll look back just going, wow, what a journey. And I'm so glad I made that commitment to myself for change, to change my thinking, to change my results, and diving into something that maybe you've been thinking about for a while and haven't quite acted on. Time for actions today. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.